This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We'll see. I tend to agree with Colin Cowherd there that this probably will look back on it and say Celtics won the series in 5 or 6 games, but we'll see. Sports have a funny way, you know, of playing out, snowballing. I said to Fitzy earlier, Ted, the end of that game, the very end of the game, when they throw the, they inbound the ball to Jaylen Brown and Bridges just takes it from him.
Right.
Felt like one of those things. You know what it felt? I'll make a comparison that you'll understand.
Yeah, I heard you.
The Brian Cox hit over the middle where you don't know at the time that that's a big deal. You're like, oh, that's a hit. I've seen football before. Hits over the middle happen. Well, at least in that day and age they did. Not as much anymore.
Yeah.
And then later you're like, well, was that like a moment? Did that do something? And the end of this game, I want to put a pin in this. Maybe we revisit it 3 games from now. To see somebody just grab the ball from Jaylen Brown, who's the most jacked dude on your team, who prides himself on being scrappy and sort of a dog and, you know, adding a certain layer to your team. To see the other guy just rip it out of his hands, I don't know. You don't see that too often. And I don't like seeing that too often.
And then toss the ball down the other, like, get this out of here.
As a Jaylen Brown fan and as a Celtics fan, don't care for that very much. But it may mean nothing. They may come out and blow doors and win by 25 tomorrow night and we'll forget about all this. Who knows? But just, we'll see.
Yeah, it's hard not to kind of, look, seeing this team, what they did last year, all season long this year, just, you know, it's kind of hard to disagree with Collinwood. I'm a little bit kind of worried about is, you know, they had one loss last year in the, in the opening series to Miami. They had one loss against Cleveland in the second series last year, the playoffs, and then none against the Pacers. But they never lost an opening game in their series in any of the playoffs last year.
Right.
So
feels different.
You're
trailing.
It feels a little different, right? They're trailing for the first time in a playoff series in the last 2 years. And so and they did it in a fashion that people have always been skeptical about when it comes to this team, and that is just living and dying by the 3-point.
And they did it in a fashion that included Jason Tatum not looking like the guy you and I thought we were going to see in love, but looking more like
that's a good point.
Classic Jason Tatum.
Can I give you one thing early in the game that made where I was like that? I'm tired of seeing it from Tatum. Okay.
Okay.
And this is Fitzy. See if you guys agree with this, and all you guys. So you know, arguing with the refs, it's one thing. I've kind of gotten used to that. I think other stars, players do that. So I kind of sometimes will give him a pass unless he's not getting back on defense, but. You ever see him when he thinks he's fouled, they don't call it, and then he, out of frustration, fouls.
Yep.
And he lunges, and then he turns at the ref and is like, man, why didn't you call him a foul on when I was had the ball?
Right.
And it just is such a, you know, it's like a little kid
it's
reacting.
Immature.
It is.
You
it's
see
like
it all the time at the high school level, the youth level.
It's just, I'm not 100%. Expecting that from my stud franchise player. It's like, you didn't call it against me. Watch, I'm going to foul him and see what that does. It's like that was early in the game, Fitzy, and I just didn't like it.
Ted, I also remember, I don't remember exactly when in the game it happened last night, but he does this also a bunch as well. And yeah, I get it, folks. It's easy to pile on the Celtics day because of the way that they played and the disastrous fashion in which they lost or squandered the lead in on their way to losing last night. But he thinks he gets fouled when he's playing defense and the other team scores, and then he takes it out from underneath the hoop, and then he kind of whips it to his teammate, and or takes it back. And last night he inbounded it, got back to him because he was playing point a lot last night. And as he was dribbling the ball up the court, out of the side of his mouth, he turned to his right and he was bitching to the refs.
Oh yeah,
about the, like, what guy? How about just get your head in the way that the court is presenting itself to you, the way the Knicks are setting up defense and the way you want to attack them, as opposed to how come I didn't get a foul there, or yeah, why'd that go that way? Like, that stuff, I can see why certain people keep Jason Tatum at times at an emotional arm's length, because that's borderline infuriating.
You know, I would love to know, and Fitzy, you just said something that made me think, is one of the big problems last night was the pace of the game from the Celtics. They mm-hmm. weren't in a hurry to get the ball up court and get into their sets and get into their actions. It was like they were too cool for school. And you just mentioned, I would love to know how many minutes were spent on the top ball handlers handling the ball last night. Because I would rather Drew Holiday or Derek White do the majority of the ball handling, majority of bringing the ball up. I think they're better at it. I think they're more proficient at it. I think they'll do a better job at it. I just think it's one less thing Tatum has to worry about. If he's bringing the ball up all the time, I just think I don't think it's the best thing for this Celtics offense.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Larry in Buzzards Bay. What were your thoughts on that Celtics performance last night, Larry?
Well, I was, until last night, I've been a big fan of Missoula, but he must have been watching a different game than I was. When he says that we had good ball movement and got good shots, I didn't see that. Our biggest problem is we didn't have any ball movement. And when we don't have the movement, we got guys standing around the three-point arc waiting for the ball to go up. We're not in position for rebounds. And consequently, we don't get to score. And also the other thing is we relaxed on defense last night after we got the 20-point lead, and we all know that defense leads to a good offense.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
Great call.
RFK Jr.?
Only 18 assists from the Celtics. You got to have 25-plus. When they're really cooking, their offense is at its best, and the ball is moving around, it's 25 or more assists a game. Only 18 last night.
Yeah, it's like those youth coaches.
Wow,
one more.
Really?
One more, right? One more pass. One more pass to the open opportunity. Mm-hmm. The other thing to piggyback on Larry's call, defensive-wise, the one thing they did really well was neutralize, deal with, whatever you want to call it, Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh,
they
please,
had him so frustrated.
Dude,
he was a baby. You talk about
shot
Tatum
on
being
the
a
sideline,
baby?
That shot of him on the sideline, you know, just getting called out of the game was like, oh, how can you let a team with him as the main cog in it beat you?
Yeah, no, they but the problem is he's a good player, so he could have a game where he plays well. You had a game where you were totally in his shorts, in his head, in his mind, took him out of the game, got him on the bench, and they still won. What happens when he has one of those games where he hits, I don't know, 5 threes in the first quarter and a half? Like, that could change the game, and your guy, your spacing guy, was having poopy pants or whatever the heck was going on with Porzingis where he couldn't play. So there were aspects of this game.
Their biggest runs, though, came when Big Cat was on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. But I'm just saying he is an opportunity for them to play differently and still have success. So there's some concerns here. Reminder that it is 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. That means if you are caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937, and if you have today's code word, courtesy of the Greg Hill Show this morning, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Braves on May 18th. That's caller number 9 at the contest line, 617-931-0937. You get some tickets to the Sox and Braves on May 18th. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your phone calls. And I want to revisit my three-point stance for just a minute, because I want to revisit the crowd. We did get a text that shared a little bit of detail with me as to how that works, but I don't give the excuse. You're the fans. You're the greatest fans in the world, and your team could have used you in the third quarter last night, and where were you? You were getting a hot dog and a soda and a beer at the concession stands. More on that next here on WEEI Afternoons.